Next paragraph. I'm sorry, next patient is John Rue. Rue is R-U-E, R as in Robert, John, J-O-H-N, John Rue, R-U-E, date of birth 4/21/42, date of birth is 4/21/42. Please make copy for Geraldo Melo, M-E-L-O, Geraldo. Next paragraph. Dear Geraldo, thank you for sending John Rue for pulmonary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 82-year-old male who has no prior history of smoking. Was recently sent for a chest X-ray, which apparently shows interstitial prominence, and was suspected to have interstitial lung disease. The patient denies any shortness of breath at rest, denies chest pains, he has no cough or wheezing, denies any nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. He has not been on any inhalers. Next line. The patient does, however, have history for chest pains and has had a cardiac evaluation done. And has been previously noted to have coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history of prostate cancer. For which cryotherapy was done. And he has had a history for abdominal aortic aneurysm and a thoracic aneurysm, which is being followed by the vascular surgery team, but no intervention is planned, period. He has hyperlipidemia, hypertension, obstructive sleep apnea, and had sinus surgery. And also has a history of coronary artery disease and underwent coronary artery stenting times one. And the patient has no known history of chronic lung disease. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, patient denies smoking, but has been exposed to secondhand smoke. He has no significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of old age, father died of cancer of the prostate. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever, and he does have cataracts, no glaucoma. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, and denies hay fever or asthma. He has no shortness of breath, wheezing, hemoptysis, night sweats, or cough. Next, he has no abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, diarrhea, or constipation. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, and no palpitations or leg swelling. He has no anxiety, no depression. He does have easy bruising. And he has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, medalist. Loaded amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, aspirin 1 daily, atorvastatin 80 milligrams, and diazepam 5 milligrams as needed, ezetimibe 10 milligrams daily, naproxen 500 milligrams as needed, and zolpidem 10 milligrams as. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white male is alert, no acute distress. There's no pallid cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema, the mild varicosities of the extremities. Blood pressure 128/70. Pulse is 62, respirations 14, temperature 97.6, weight is 171, saturation 98. HEND announced phallic pupils reactive. Asymmetry matters through mildly injected ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. Lung fields are clear, no wheezes. Heart seems regular, so rest to no murmur. Abdomen soft, benign, no masses. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cough, tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions, nerded. Next, paragraph impression number 1. Possible interstitial lung disease. Number 2 is... history of hypertension. Number 3 is haplolipidemia. And next paragraph, plan, patient will use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs TIDPR, and if he is short of breath. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. And he was advised to get a CT of the chest in 2 months. A follow-up visit arranged here in approximately 2 months. Orally, if necessary. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Geraldo Milo, MD. Thank you, Dr. Souza.